Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Fox. And thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the Process of Bear, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call and the purpose of God that He has for us. In this 15-minute empowerment, you are going to be encouraged in your walk of faith, encouraged in how you stand in faith, encouraged in the process that we all go through as believers to become more and more like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are changed, line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth. We become salt even in a greater dimension. We become light to someone. Draw them by the anointing of our life, by our witness, our worship, life, worship experience every single day. And they are drawn because there's a magnetic pull for the love of God that causes them to understand that there's something greater, someone greater that can touch their lives. And you are the vessel that God is using. This process that God has us going through is an ongoing process. It is at their place, like Abraham, go there, and I'll show you when you get there. Well, this ongoing place is when we see him. We keep pressing towards the mark of the high calling in God. We keep pressing so that we can drop off anything that's not like him, that we can continue to stay on the potter's wheel, and he shapes us and makes us for his glory. God chooses unlikely people. When he calls a person, when he calls a family, a tribe, a nation, for his glory, nothing or no one can stop what he's going to do in their lives. We are looking today at destiny, the life that is in God's hands, his plan of faith and destiny for us. And we understand that God has a plan for us that's greater than anything that we are ever experienced in our life, that nothing in our life will be wasted. Whatever we go through, whatever we endure, God uses it as part of our destiny plan. He uses it so it can be an overcoming testimony for someone else. He uses it so that we can see and understand the greatness of God and how he's going to maneuver us and take us from height to height and depth to depth. Yesterday we were talking about how God uses different places in our life for his glory, and we're back again talking about that. We're going to look today at Isaiah 46, 8 through 11, and we're going to be looking at how God understands us and how he intersects in our life to make sure that we get where we need to go. Sometimes what happens is we're on this path and we're moving, and God has to orchestrate intersections, places in our lives that he can use so that our heart won't be discouraged, places in our lives where he can build us up, things that he can do to bless us with. He causes these intersections to happen, and he ordains them so that we can be led further into our destiny, that nothing will stop us, that nothing will keep us from not being connected to the will of God. These intersections often come during our ordinary, everyday life, during the routines of our life. God will cause a blessing, or cause us to hear something, or cause us to be connected to something that's going to push us a little further, that's going to strengthen us and encourage us. It could be him telling us something, his voice. And we have a caller, so we're going to take the call and see what this individual has to add to destiny today. Hello? You on the air?
Good morning. Good morning.
God bless
Hello?
You. What was your question? I couldn't hear you.
Oh, no, this is Aaron again. I was listening in.
Okay, good. I'm so glad that you're listening in. And if you have a question, please feel free to ask the question. As we said before, we're going further into the intersectional part of how God will cause an intersection to happen in our lives and how he will cause us to be encouraged by that intersection. And that intersection could be anything that he allows. It could be a word, a scripture. It could be him encouraging us in our day. It could be a blessing, unexpected blessing that shows up in our life, a promotion on our job. It could be a family member that gets saved, or a healing that happens, or something that causes us to give God glory even more. in those places of our lives. And when we do this, we see the demonstration of God's power and how much he cares for us and how much he's concerned about us. And it's a wonderful thing because God allows us to understand that as we're going through this journey, we're not going through it by ourselves. He's there as a very present help. He's right there to lead us and guide us in truth through his spirit. He's right there to give us an understanding on how we are to even use the word of God in our every single day life to give him glory and not to allow our emotions, our flesh, our sense knowledge to lead us, but the Spirit of God and his word. As we do, we understand more and more about our Father and his will for our life. That's the reason why we need to renew our mind daily in the word of God. We need to stay in the presence of God, because the more we stay in the presence of God, the more we understand the destiny that God has for us. The more that we understand that as we acknowledge him, as we allow him to be God in our life, as we rest in the fact that he's in control and he knows what he's doing and he hasn't forgotten us, then we understand that he's taken us to a place that the enemy can never, ever destroy, that this is a place of victory, that this is a place of triumphantness. This is a place where someone else sees the manifestation and the demonstration of God's power in our lives. And it's an awesome place because we can't do it. We have to trust God. And trusting him means that in all of our ways, we acknowledge him. In all of our ways, in everything that we do, we're saying, God, you're head. You're first. Now show me how to do this. Show me how to walk through this. Show me how to live this life. He's the very present help that helps us. He's right there when we need him. And when we ask for anything, God is so good. He's not going to give us a stone. If we say, Father, we need help today, we need strength today, we need peace today, we need you to give us understanding today on how to handle this individual, how to handle this situation, immediately, because the Holy Spirit is a very present help, we find what we need. We receive what we need. And this is all connected to our destiny. God's letting us know that as he leads us to the place that he's purposed for us, on the way, he's going to cause intersections to happen that we need, that is going to bless us, that's going to strengthen us, going to help and push us to where we need to go. When you are at encounter an intersection, God basically wants to see that you trust him with that place of your intersection. He wants you to see that he's there with you no matter what you go through and what you endure. And that in itself is a blessing, because we see that the Lord commands the blessing on us every single day. There are blessings that he has stored up for us. There are benefits that we receive every day. And we don't have to feel like this place and this process of our destiny, of our purpose, is tedious and that it never, ever, ever, ever accomplished anything. We're to bear fruit every single day after our kind. And what that means is the Bible says in the book of Genesis that every fruit bore fruit after its own kind. Our fruit is the fruit of the Spirit. So we're to bear the fruit of God. Galatians talks about the fruits of the Spirit. We're to bear those fruits. We're to display those fruits. And they're supposed to be so that someone else will see God's character inside of us. And as we do this, we are strengthened and encouraged in our walk of faith. We are not just walking around being Christians and not understanding what we're doing and where we're going, but we have a purpose. We have a plan. We understand that our eternal Father is allowing us to be light in getting glory out of us in the earth. If God didn't want us to get glory, didn't want to get glory out of us in the earth, in other words, make us a witness, make us something that draws someone else, make us the light, make us the salt, then the moment that we became a Christian, he would take us exactly to heaven, take us straight to heaven, but he wants glory in the earth. He wants us to be that weapon, that instrument that he already foreknew, preordained, for his glory, to be used by him for his glory. He wants us to be someone that can show someone else that Jesus lives, that Jesus saves, that Jesus delivers. And as we do this, we bring glory to God. Every single time we give God glory with our lips, with our life, with our with walking in purpose, with witnessing, we bring glory to God. We bring glory to him, and it's such a powerful glory that the enemy hates it. That's why he comes after you. That's why he tries to attack you. That's why he tries to mess with your faith. But your faith is not your faith only. It is the faith that God has given to you. He's given all of us a measure of faith. So the faith that you have is his faith, and that faith is the faith that cannot be stopped. It's the faith that was in the beginning. It was the faith that was there throughout time. It's the faith that you see in Jesus and the apostles. It's that type of faith, because it's God-given faith that he gives to us so that we can stand, so that we can endure, so that we can believe for the impossible and see the manifestation, so that we can pray prayers of faith and see them come to pass. So God allows all of these things in us to work for our good. He gives us these intersections in our lives to give us what we need so that we will be encouraged in our walk of faith and never get weary, never get tired, never get frustrated, because we're not doing this in our own strength. We're not doing this with our own power. We're doing this in the strength of the Lord. We're doing this in the power of God. We're doing this in the word, the will and the word of God. His life, his spirit dwells inside of us. So never think that everything that you're doing is by your own strength. We pull on the strength of God. We rely on the strength and the power of God. We rely on his authority to lead us and guide us, to take us where we need to get. And as we trust him, as we rely confident on him, we see the demonstration of God. We see an Abraham walk. We see God showing up and taking us from one point to the next. We see him building us up in our most holy faith. We see him shaping our lives. We see ourselves growing and maturing in our walk of faith. And if you're not growing and maturing in your walk of faith, if you see the same thing showing up over and over again in your life, then you need to examine your walk, because we are to grow and mature in God. And we're going to always grow and mature until the place time he cracks the sky. When you see yourself not growing and not maturing, you need to start saying, okay, Holy Spirit, I need you to do a self-exam on me. What's going on that I'm not growing? Am I not listening? Am I not walking in obedience? Am I not trusting you? Am I not getting the word? Am I not applying the word? What's going on that I'm not growing? Because we're supposed to be changing line upon line, precept upon precept. And if you are in Christ Jesus, there is no way that you should be looking like you did when you first got saved. You should have been changing all the way. You should have been all the way that you were walking. You should have seen some progressive growth and change in your life. There's no way that you can abide in God, live in God, remain in God, and stay the same. Even when we fast and we pray, we are not to fast and pray to go back to the same thing that we fast to be broken off of our life, the flesh that to be broken off our life. There should be changes going on. We should be growing and maturing in God. And that is part of our process.
That we become more and more like him, and that will be more. We, John even said, I've got to become like him. I've got to get off the seat so that he can arrive. In other words, in our life, we've got to decrease. We've got to take down our own opinions and how we feel, our self-respect, all of these other things, so that God can arrive in us and live in us more and more and more. It is the love of God that drew us. This same love that drew us and constrains us and keeps us is the same love we're supposed to display. We cannot display that when we have more of ourselves alive, living, more than Jesus. So we have to make sure that we keep him as forefront. As the Bible says in Genesis, we have to make sure that the salvation of our life, we got to make sure that when we pant, we got to make sure that he's the one that we strive to live for, not ourselves. Everything else is going to pass away. But the word of God, the word of Jesus. If he lives inside of us, we want him to live inside of us. Great. If he has for us to be accepted, if everyone can see that it's born, because it's going to look like him, it's always going to be, it's always going to point to him, it's always going to show and demonstrate power, his love, his truth. Your destiny is more than what you think. Your destiny is more than what you understand. It's greater. And the impact of your destiny is going to cut someone else's life and bring them to that place where they realize Jesus is Lord. Strengthen them even in their walk of faith and courage in their everyday lives, because you're up to something that's greater than God. This is Pastor Cheryl Thacker. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favorite Life and Prosperity. Tomorrow we're going to begin our faith series, and we're going to go further to this walk of faith. I pray that you encourage everyone that they know that God is in control and stuff in your life. It is wonderful, awesome.